Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Programs, and it is time for our January commentary track in February. My name is Jason Robbins.
My name is Derek Diamond.
And joining us this month, we have up first our inimitable fact checker himself, Mr. Wally Phelps.
Hello.
Well, all right then. We also have another person that you know, you love. He's the heavyweight champion of the world in our hearts, Mr. Joey Image.
Good morning.
Good morning. It is. It's early in the morning. It's
it is technically morning still.
Yeah. Well, for me it is. Oh yeah, you guys are behind me, so
yeah.
I'm an hour ahead, so it's pretty fun up here in the future. In an hour, you'll see.
So did the show go well? I mean, did we do a good job there in the future?
We did. You'll see. Give it about 60 minutes, and you'll see how it went.
So what we're going to do this month is, this is going to be a bit of a shorter one, but you are going to get two commentary tracks this month for February. And this first one, we're going to do The Real Ghostbusters, Season 1, Episode 10, titled Take 2. And I don't remember this episode. Wally picked this one. I had to go through and... Yeah.
How did we come to the conclusion to use this episode? Just out of curiosity.
I told them to.
Right. I'm asking. I understand that.
The reason why is because we've done all of my favorites except for this one. Well, like my top tier favorites. This is the one where they become technical advisors for the 1984 movie.
I haven't seen any of this show in 400 years. I was surprised.
Okay.
I was surprised I even found it. It's been so long. I didn't want to rewatch it before we did this because I want it all to be like live reactions.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it in a while, so because my DVD copies are in storage, so I have not watched it in a while.
So the way we're gonna do this is I'm going to do a countdown. Oh, man, it says my playback has been paused for too long. I need to reset it. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. It's 15 minutes. How long have you been logged in?
I've been here for a while, so but I have it set at the 000 mark. And what I'll do is countdown 3, 2, 1, and go. And those of you watching along with us, I'm going to count down 3, 2, 1, and go. And on go, we're all going to hit play. So does everyone understand the rules?
Yes.
So you're going to say A, B, 3, 1, go, hit play now, and then
exactly.
We do it?
Exactly.
3, 12, 27, 6.
H.
Z.
Couldn't be simpler.
All right, here we go. In 3, 2, 1, go.
Dance break.
If we were only on video.
Yeah.
I'm legit dancing to this song right now.
What is it about this theme song?
I'm dancing to the phone
joy?
Ring.
joy to my life when I hear it.
I always thought, when I was a kid, when they show, I don't even remember, is it Egon, the one with the blonde hair right there that answers the phone first?
Yeah, with the eclair for a hair.
I used to think that was Billy Idol when I was a kid. And I was amazed.
That would be amazing. You know, I was thinking of making myself one of the real Ghostbusters packs.
Real ones? What do you...
Because the... So I have a proton pack from the movie.
Right.
But I would like to have one from the show. Because they're different.
You should look up and give one of the old little kid ones, the blue ones.
Good Lord, no. Number one, they would be more expensive than building a full one.
You know, before Christmas, I went to this game exchange in D'Iberville. It's a retro gaming store. And in there, they had all four Ghostbusters, the original toys.
Oh, that's crazy.
And they were a ridiculously low price for what I thought they would be. So I was like, I'm going to go back and get these for Wally for Christmas when I get paid. And then I went back and they were gone. I should have bought them when they were available.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They were all still in the boxes, like pristine.
It's the thought that counts. It also could have been one of the re-releases because they did re-release them last year.
No, I did look up. I looked at them and it said the copyright on them was like 1984 or five, something like that.
Wally, if you have DVD copies of this, I may need to like pay you to rip a couple episodes for me.
Well, I
can't find.
I don't have all of the seasons, but it's a possibility that I do have the ones you need. So.
I think there's three episodes in season five. I think I'm missing.
Oh, I
although I don't know how
episode.
I would rip them now that I think about it.
I watched MKV. This one not too long ago.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you the last time I saw this episode.
I love how Janine in the new movie in the trailers for the new movie. She looks like Janine in the cartoon.
Yeah. Right.
Like the same haircut and everything.
I forgot her name. I was just thinking like. That's not April O'Neil. Hey man, that might be the wrong cartoon.
This Ninja Turtles cartoon is terrible.
It's no weird. Yeah. Hey, at least Slimer's green. I got the green part right.
Yeah. From now on, her name will forever be to me, not April O'Neil.
Janine O'Neil. That's her sister.
The animation on this guy at the airport is very anime-esque.
I was just thinking that same thing.
It is, yeah.
Looks like he was about to go Super Saiyan.
Speaks perfect English.
Why is
no
that
accent?
Guy wearing knee pads?
Secretly a wrestler.
Yeah.
I missed it. I didn't even see it.
He's got a MAGA hat on.
It's red.
He's way too skittish to be a reporter.
Oh, there he is. Why is that guy wearing knee pads?
Oh, Ghostbusters taking a private plane? Must be doing well.
Why don't they have the logo on GB4? Okay. They should at least have the Ghost logo on the wing and the back, or the tail.
The FAA nixed that idea. Okay. That's pretty funny.
Can't Slimer already fly? Like, why does he need a plane?
Yeah, it kind of breaks all kind of physics.
I have to keep up with him.
Just dumped all that stuff on
right.
Yeah.
Hey, he's playing Coleco football.
Yo, does that not look like Billy Idol now with glasses on?
It does.
I mean, come on.
They really missed the mark on not having an episode titled White Wedding.
I thought you were going to say they really missed the mark on not casting Billy Idol to do voiceovers.
Well, that too.
We've got to get some bloody ghosts, mate. Jesus Christ. Slimer, you bastard.
I wonder if they're going to make Slimer friendly in the new movie.
I don't know.
Yo, I didn't even see the trailer yet, I don't think.
Dude, he was friendly
in
the
second. Not
the
recent trailer, at least.
Oh, I watched the international trailer the other day, too. And
that
it's got
a lot more
in it than the regular American trailer does.
Yeah. This cool 1980s music.
How come Ernie... I was going to say, how come Billy Idol and Ernie Hudson don't get blankets? Mario right there. Looks like old man Mario driving that flying airplane. Right.
He retired to be a pilot, a private pilot for the Ghostbusters.
From plumber to pilot, the Mario story.
Hey, you get out of my cockpit.
You leave my cock alone. A cockpit, I mean.
I mean, how is the seatbelt going to keep Slimer from getting away? He's not solid.
Yeah.
Hey, is Slimer related to Orko from He-Man?
Possibly.
Huh. Like, they fly around the same, and they're like the same size, except Orko wears the big O thing.
Maybe he is Orko.
So in this world, he's naked and green, but in Eternia, he's...
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell color he is. He wears that pink suit. A big-ass hat.
I still haven't watched the new He-Man series yet.
Oh, neither have I. I forgot about it.
Yeah, I haven't either.
My cousin watched it, said it's great, but if you don't remember much, then watch at least the last episode of the previous season.
Yeah.
I don't know. Was the new one done by Kevin Smith, too, or no? Yeah. Or the new episodes?
Yeah.
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. They were.
I forgot all about it. I know the first season was. I didn't know if the brand new one from last week was. Is that good or bad?
They haven't signed the contracts yet. Yet they've already built the sets.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
I wouldn't have even known to pick that up, dude.
It's the Chiquita Banana Lady.
Yeah. Wait, ghosts like human chicks? I didn't realize.
No,
that.
He wants to.
Oh no, it's the fruit on her head.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yes.
Foreshadowing.
Yes.
Are they in Boston? Hasn't been open 20 years.
This is where we keep Cthulhu.
This is supposed to be Burbank, California, and those are the accents they chose.
Yeah. Jay Leno's like, hey, what's with the what's with the trap door here?
Hey guys, what are you doing here?
Hey, the Joker.
Hey, yo, I was born in Inglewood. No.
This island Earth.
Good song. He never says what the consolation prize is.
See, the thing is, when we watch good stuff like this, I get sucked into actually watching it.
Right.
Yeah.
Voltron. Oh, maybe not. It looks like a Voltron fish. It's got... Is that gills or wings or hair or what the hell?
It looks like a Mighty Morphin Power Rangers bad guy.
It really does.
That is pretty spot on.
That's going to cost a lot of money.
Yep.
That's at least six figures down the drain.
Excellent news.
Who does that guy look like?
This guy looks like Soda Popinski.
Sir, you should really get your blood pressure checked. In Hollywood, we call this Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I've never heard Lorenzo music yell before like that before this.
Peter got a black eye.
And a black lip. That's weird. Never seen that part before.
Right?
What is with
those glasses? That's supposed to be sunglasses or Joker, like a pink Lone Ranger mask. I assume sunglasses he's wearing.
Oh, I'm
interestingly
sure
enough, Bret Hart saw this and was inspired by those glasses.
I can see why.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure leaving their stuff in the prop room is going to work out well.
Yes. Why did they even bring their stuff to a contract signing?
You know how contract signings work, Wally. It's always a fight somehow.
There's always some kind of calamity.
Yeah, that's a good word.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of people. I mean, not enough people use the word calamity nowadays. I thought you had to press a button to shoot stuff.
Do they not have a, like an on-off button on those things.
That's what I'm saying. I thought you'd have to press a button to shoot stuff. It just kind of went off by itself.
Yeah, there is a safety on there, isn't there?
Be quiet. Nothing personal, of course.
I love how the music
got
makes
the crazy eyes
so much more creepier than it really is.
I think it's three mouths.
Alien, eat your heart out.
Yeah, with his own three mouths. The Bret Hart guy is like dumbfounded.
Right?
Now I'm going to just think of Bret Hart the whole time.
Yes, me too.
Bret Hart and Billy Idol star in the old Ghostbusters.
Right?
The team up we never knew we needed, but the one we deserve.
Does this robot look a little different than it did earlier, or is that me? Like, its face
is broke off. Yeah, the head broke off.
His face
cracked. The new head popped out.
Oh, okay.
Like, there's a box there that just says TV. It's TV stuff in here. Things you need to make TV shows.
It's one, like, coax cable. That's it.
That's right.
Oh, they don't realize they're using the fake prop ones.
Yeah.
They do not. It should still light up on the end.
Yeah, they didn't even try to make him seem legit, right? People are walking out of the movie theater when this came out. They don't even have lights in this thing.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Why does Moogly sound like Winston?
They ran out of money and needed him to do it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Well, about that.
Maybe.
Meanwhile, at the Legion of Doom.
Okay, that thing's walking up there on that wooden plank, and it probably weighs a couple of tons.
It's fine.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
They have the greatest craftsmen.
Yeah, they built that robot, right? They got to be able to build a wooden bridge that can hold it. They didn't even look for the real ones. They just said, oh, these are fakes. I guess we'll just come up with something else.
Yeah, why don't they like go to the prop guys?
Like, hey, let's go back in the prop room where we got the fake ones, and maybe they're in there. I mean, they're not, but who knows? Give it a shot.
But why do it the easy way when you can make it more complicated?
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Oh, that guy's ass is in the front of him. Why does the robot have shorts on? And like a lay around his neck. Like he's about to go to like Kauai or something. Or a walk.
Right.
Looks like he's wearing a straw hat.
He has his shorts.
This is the first pass at One Piece.
Yeah. Even robots need to go to the beach.
It's the working draft. Did you say even robots need to go to the beach?
Yeah.
Oh, What does the bottom
say? I wonder if you could get a real Ghostbusters movie poster of that.
From the cartoon. That'd that be would be cool, awesome. Actually.
I bet there's someone out there that does that.
Or you could probably just get it printed. Like screenshot that scene.
Yeah.
And just get it printed somewhere.
Oh, they're on the Frankenstein set.
It's a lie.
I wonder how much they would have paid all these guys to do their own voiceovers.
And he dropped the PKE meter.
Oh, there he is.
Winston's going into convulsions.
He's like humming, humming, humming. Uh oh.
Yeah, red Mickey Mouse shorts.
Yeah, they bring its terrifyingness down a meter.
I mean, they had to do something once Steamboat Willie went into the public domain.
I wonder if they did that because if they would have made this creature more scary, it would have been actually scary for kids.
That's ridiculous. Have you seen the other episodes of the show?
That's what I'm saying. This show is quite frightening sometimes. Dude, that the Boogeyman episode stayed with me for years.
I have to find that one. I haven't watched this, like I said.
But was it more scary than the Star Wars Holiday Special?
Nothing is scarier than the Star Wars Holiday Special.
Did you guys watch the documentary yet about that?
No, I haven't watched it yet. I need to distance myself from that. Oh, it's hilarious. It's
fascinating.
The documentary about the Holiday Special is great.
I mean, in a nutshell, it's... What do we know about Star Wars?
Like how I had a...
I would watch this movie.
How is the chair floating?
Was it floating? I thought it was just rocking.
No, it was actually floating in the air.
I guess if Slimer holds onto it. How does he rock a chair anyway? He doesn't have legs.
There's no truth in this art.
Pot stand? How come there was no green slime in the hat from his head? What's a pot stand? That's legal now, right?
Pot stand?
Pot stand?
I thought he said pot, like P-O-T.
No, he said pop.
Like soda pop?
Yeah.
Oh. It's like pot stand. What the hell does that mean?
I don't know what it means, but I remember that being something people said. Not really like a pop stand, but like let's blow this popsicle stand. I hear that. I used to hear that a lot in the 80s.
Yeah.
You know, for a creature that hates noise, it sure does make a lot of noise.
It doesn't mind its own. It just doesn't like anyone else's. Kind of like
blood. It's like a parent in the 80s.
Ah, look at my striped shirt. Ah.
You will bow before my fashion sense.
Ah. The little shorts are hilarious to me.
These sets cost a fortune. What are you doing?
That thing is weird looking.
Too much noise. Be quiet.
I hate noise, but I'm so loud. Oh.
I think he looks like he's wearing a construction hat.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, like
a hard construction hat. Helmet with a hard hat. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And like in one scene, like here it's white, but a second ago it was yellow. Wow, that guy looks like Dr. Wily with the shadow.
Yeah.
On Egon, it looked like a mustache almost, and it looked like Dr. Wily. The first thing I thought of was like, wait a minute, Mega Man's here to save the day. With his human head and his gun.
You know, they had so much time to just get out of the way instead of blasting those sandbags.
They literally just mentioned that.
Could have, like, got out of the way. What's in the shorts? I need to know what they built under there.
You know, that's what my last girlfriend said.
What's built under your shorts?
Yeah, what's in the shorts? Wow. I want to know what's built under there.
Built is an interesting word.
It really is.
In that
intelligent context. Design is something that was very, very ingrained into her.
So intimidating, or so, I guess intimidating. I'm here. Come on down. You're the next contestant. Wait, now he has an alligator mouth?
Yeah.
I don't remember that one popping up before. English?
I wonder if this is actual sign language.
I was just going to say, is that real sign language for let me help you? Whoa, a walrus came out of
him. Right?
What did this guy eat? What are they feeding these
I
robots?
I am the walrus.
Ha ha, cuckoo-choo. What are they feeding those robots back then?
Oh, no! Jesus Christ.
You this dumb
shit. This is the director.
Shit.
He drove right over his own lights. It does look like a ghostly flying walrus.
What they need to do is they should have just shot the director with those.
Yes. Right, there'd be no episode. And there'd be no need for an episode. This is making me want to watch more episodes of this because it's been so long.
Right.
Now I'm like, man, I got to start from the beginning. I wonder if the ones I'm missing might be on YouTube. I can just download.
The possibility. They do upload them on YouTube on the official Ghostbusters channel.
That's how I found a few of the He-Mans I was missing.
I think that's where we watched a lot of the episodes.
Yeah.
I don't understand where the alligator mouth came from. It's inside the normal mouth. How do you fit the bigger one in the smaller one?
It's a xenomorph.
Oh, are shorts going to fall off?
I have it's called cartoon physics.
I didn't think of it that way. Wow, that's a weird mouth right there.
Yeah.
It's still going.
I'd cry too.
That looked like an animated Steven Tyler mouth.
So if that was the Ghostbusters movie within the TV show, then that was supposed to be Ivan Reitman.
No, that was a different movie set.
I totally want to find a GIF of that.
Oh,
and just send
mouth?
It to you guys at random times.
Is that the movie they're going to see, Price of Fame? I've seen that. A friend of mine made it.
Whoa, meta.
What?
See what I mean?
That was
Bill
a
Murray
good
character
episode.
In this sounds to me more like Bill Murray and Kingpin.
Yeah, I think the older Bill Murray got, the more he started to sound like his cartoon counterpart.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they replaced Lorenzo Music in the second season with Dave Coulier.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's
so
right.
It's a different voice later.
I've been watching Dave Coulier since I was like 4. I love that guy. Cut it out.
Yeah, I used to watch that show on Nickelodeon. I forgot what it was called. Out of Control, that's right. It was from Canadian television.
In association with Dick.
I've been trying to find that. Yes, DXDX.
Good lord.
Deke. And it was a little kid's voice saying it, too.
Yeah. Deke.
Deke. I'm like, no, 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 not. Now Deke means St. John, but still. I've been trying to find episodes of Out of Control for years. I never thought to look on YouTube.
That's a very good point. I haven't thought about that show till you mentioned it, that we watched them at a young age.
Yeah, well, that was a fun episode, fellas.
Yeah.
I love this show.
I forgot we're recording. It's almost
we'll have to figure out what we're going to do later in the month. Maybe if it was up to me, we would do two more episodes of this, but I know people would get tired of it quickly. But
right now.
Yeah, I would do it right now if I didn't have somewhere to go and a shower to take, which is who showers, but still.
But thank you, everybody, for joining us. Thank you for being patrons. Let's go around the room. Start with Joey. Joey, tell everybody where they can find you on the interwebs.
Here we go. 1984, one episode. Sorry. I'm looking for Out of Control. You can find me at all social platforms. Wait a minute. One episode? That's not right. One season. Okay, sorry. 26 episodes. Joey Image YT, as in Joey Image YouTube, on all platforms. And buy my shirts. Somehow, the last, 2 months, I've actually sold T-shirts. ProWrestlingTees.com/Joey Image. Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, same with us. Our T-shirt sales have jumped up significantly in the past couple of months. So
yeah, I don't know what's. I haven't sold a shirt since the bicentennial.
Is there anyone wearing a shirt with my face on it?
No, not yet. You need to you need to promote it now that you have your podcast over there, so listeners of the of your new podcast, Ready to Believe You, can go to our NCR merch shop and get a T-shirt with Wally's face on it that says "Live Long and Smoke Meat."
I need to get put that in the link tree.
Yeah,
but I have Ready to Believe You. We have four episodes. One of them's a bonus episode with us talking about the new Ghostbusters trailers. It actually has a video component to it, so if you go to my YouTube channel, it's The Real Big Wall. You can actually look. You can look there and you'll see us actually pointing things out and whatnot. So it's really cool. But yeah, we talk about Ghostbusters and we talk about actual ghosts. So the next episode is supposed to be a person who worked in a hospital that was haunted. So that's going to be interesting.
Fantastic.
Oh, you can find it at r2by.com. It is at linktree.com/r2by. R2by.
Awesome. And Derek, what's going on with you this week?
Yeah, everybody can check out the Derek Diamond Experience at linktree.com/ddiamondpodcast. Everything from the YouTube channel, my social channels, everything is in one convenient location.
And go check out the Open Micers podcast. Last week it was Jake, my usual co-host, Jacob Craig, was out with the flu. So it was just me and Derek, and we covered all the weird headlines for January. And we had a blast. That was
It was one of the most fun podcasts that I've done in a while.
So many weird things happening in the world. Just go check it out. And that's going to do it for this month. So thank you all for joining us. Thank you to the patrons for allowing us to do that. And if you want to be a patron, you're getting this way after the patrons. Patrons get this two, sometimes 3 weeks before all of the regular public. So if you want to get this day one, head over to patreon.com/nerdcaveretro. And for as little as $1 a month, we'll get you access, early access to these commentary tracks. And thank you to everyone. Go, let me play our music here and do an outro. Email us at nerdcaveretro@gmail.com. If you have something you want us to do a commentary track on that we haven't covered yet, you can send those ideas to us over there and we will definitely take them into consideration. Go to nerdcaveretro.com. That's our link tree. That includes all of our socials, our Patreon, our merch shop. We got a couple of ways to give us money like PayPal, Cash App. All that good stuff is over there. NCR Merch is our merch shop where we have all kind of stuff like t-shirts, hats, stickers, magnets, bags, mugs, whatever your nerdy little heart desires. If you can't do that, I know times are tough, money's tight. Leave us a review and or a 5-star rating on wherever you listen to the podcast, Apple, Spotify, doesn't matter. Wherever it is, go leave us a review. So Derek, please tell them what it's all about.
May the way of the hero lead to the Triforce.
Yes.
This podcast is a Zoo House LLC production.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.